Thank you very much, Michael. You don't understand how much this means to us. Yeah. You know?
Listen, I really appreciate your thanks, to be honest. As I say, it was completely out of the blue yesterday. I got the phone call to say that you were trying to trace us, you know. At the end of the day, I sort of treat things that you know, I would hope somebody would do it for me and my family.
Yes.
And obviously, being a paramedic, I'm used to that sort of situation.
Yes.
And I know how stressful and you know, emotional it can be for the family as well.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there was quite a wee delay there while you know, the ambulance was on its way.
Yes.
So hopefully the fact that myself and my wife could sort of stay with you and as I say, even just reassure you and just check your mother that she was fine in the meantime. That was the main thing for me.
How is your mother at the moment?
She's now at Letterkenny Hospital receiving tests. She'll probably there for a week or so. They're still trying to find out exactly what happened. As I say, this is the first time anything like this has happened to her. So, you know, for us, it was a huge, huge shock as a family. We'd never experienced anything like this before. So, obviously, it's completely out of our realm. So, to have an angel come down out of nowhere, incredible.
Well, ask you, when you listen to Michael Allen talking there, he's a paramedic. His wife is a nurse. They just happened to be there at a time when your mother needed them the most.
Yes. Angels, they're not called angels for nothing, these nurses, you know. I think we underestimate them. We all do. And we do it every day. And I think it's about time we didn't. You know, these people walk the streets. They help us. We don't help them. You know, and it's about time they've been thanked. You know, money is wages and whatever, but thanks and appreciation, everybody loves it. I love it myself, and I feel that Michael needed it. Everybody needs it, and Michael needs it, and people need to be aware of the fact that there are people out there who still will help.
Michael?
Listen, as I say, it's overwhelming to me, but very much appreciated because, sometimes it's few and far between the thanks that we do get, but I really do appreciate it, and I'm glad to have been able to help.
Oh, Michael, you don't understand. My mother is so thankful as well. I wish she was here to thank yourself. I'm sure she would love to, and maybe someday she will. I hope
I do hope that she does have a speedy recovery, Paul, because, as you said, she doesn't have a big medical history, and it's new to her as well, and obviously worrying for her. So hopefully things do work out.
I think without you, I don't think that an old woman like her might not have made it in the street. Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you. And thanks to your wife as well. And your children, you're an inspiration to them. And they've seen you doing this. What an inspiration for children to see their parents save someone in the street. Incredible.